Well, hello and welcome to what we're calling Legacy Week. This is the week leading into a very special and sacred Sunday known as All Saints Sunday. My name is Chris Montgomery. I'm the pastor at Fraser Church, and here with me is
Will Adams. I am the media director here at Fraser Church.
Wonderful. This is going to be a good, hopefully informative and inspiring free-flowing conversation this week.
It's going to be a little less formal than the listeners to the Fraser 365 podcast are used to.
Yes, yes. And since I'm a preacher and sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us, who knows where this conversation is going to go, but it's going to be good. So All Saints Sunday is approaching, and as I said, this is a sacred and holy Sunday in the life of the church, but a lot of people did not grow up celebrating All Saints Sunday, and in fact, I did not. Mm-hmm. This was not something that was common to the church I grew up in, but Will, tell us what in your life and experience in ministry, what has All Saints Sunday meant to you, and how has it been important in your walk?
Sure. Well, I come from a family that has a rich history of not just Christianity, but specifically ministry. And so looking back on the inheritance, the spiritual inheritance that we have, has been part of our family culture since long before I came on the scene. And growing up in the church that we did observe All Saints Sunday. I will say, at different churches, at different times, it was less emphasized or more emphasized. And a lot of times it did just come down to a listing of the names. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that would really be it. And then other times there would be a whole event for it. Mm-hmm. And of course, now it's become increasingly common for the churches that do observe it to have some kind of a slideshow and time of observing the folks that have passed away in the last year from their church family. Mm-hmm. And so for me, what it has become, especially now, what people may not know is that I've been the one to put together that slideshow, mm-hmm. I think, for most of the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, but I think that that's been my responsibility pretty much the whole time I've been here. And so every year, I have this kind of moment in the year where I pause and look at pretty much all the faces of our brothers and sisters that have gone on to be with the Lord. Yeah. And there's no way that's not going to be a poignant moment. Mm-hmm. The time when I started, and I was 23, 24, I think, the first time I made the slideshow, and you're looking at people that many of whom have been a part of this church for decades and decades, some of whom were younger than me, mm-hmm. and that always gives you pause, mm-hmm. to just remember that none of us know our number. But looking at that, it always begs the question, what do you want your legacy to be like, Will?
Right.
You feel that in that moment, that Holy Spirit kind of tugging at you and saying, how do you want you to be remembered, mm-hmm. at the end of the day? And do you want it to be in line with the folks that you look back and go, oh my goodness, you know, that person had such an intense and powerful effect on me spiritually. Who doesn't want that? And so for me, it's always been kind of a moment to stop and pause and ask, where am I going with my life? And kind of thinking, what's the end goal here?
That's right. That's right. I love that word inheritance that you're talking about. And in some ways, you know, sometimes people say, it's not about my name, it's about Jesus' name. But I think you're right in that we have to remember that if we have a faithful witness today, then we're going to leave this thing called a good testimony. Mm-hmm. And you want that, because it goes back to that word inheritance that you use. A part of what we're passing on is not just physical material things that we typically think of.
Sure.
Whenever you're thinking about an inheritance. I mean, you're passing on a spiritual legacy. And that matters.
Mm-hmm.
That matters. I mean, because the benefit of that we have, like, even you and I, we have been the benefactors of people passing things down to us. And it may just be one story from their life.
Right.
But it was this God moment that's been passed on. And not only does it encourage us now, it lets us know that, you know, God can show up either in that way or a similar way for me as well. And it can encourage another person or in another generation that's coming up. I love that. The day, like I said, I didn't grow up with, you know, celebrating All Saints. But I remember it clicking with me that the people we are talking about today, and I remember it was in a service where they were named, a candle was lit in their memory, and it just hit me that I get to be here today in this building doing ministry because they did what they did. In some part, me being able to be here again in this location, in this way, is simply because they were faithful to some degree in some way, and it helped build something for today. And that's probably in many ways the first time I started thinking that that means I get to leave some things behind as well.
Yeah. You know, James Worley in our church, Sarah Worley, who's on staff, her husband, his father passed away very unexpectedly a number of years ago. And I remember James called me actually early in the morning when it happened to let me know it had happened. And I had seen his dad, Jim, that morning. He was at church. He was advertising for Alpha. Really? We were having Alpha, and he was out in the atrium, you know, really just grabbing people, telling them about it, really enthusiastic and everything, and I just remember being like one of those moments where, you know, if you've had somebody pass away that you were just talking to him, like, no, like that's that just doesn't seem possible, and I will forever remember that my last memory of Jim Worley was him out in the atrium getting people to come to Alpha. And that was this really intense thing, partially because I'd had another thing just happen to me within like a week or two of that. I was living in an apartment at the time, and long story short, my neighbor was found dead in the apartment right next to me. And I had talked to him a little bit. He had kind of gotten disconnected from his family, didn't really have much in his life. And when I would try to talk to him, he actually had attended Fraser some, but he had really stepped away from almost everything in his life. And it took a long time for him to get found. And I felt guilty about that as his neighbor, but also he had kind of pushed us all away over time. And I just remember right at that moment, because they were within like a week of each other, I thought, what, man, two pictures of people that have their life has come to an end, and you know, what kind of legacy is left behind, what kind of last memory. And that had a profound impact on me as far as that question of, you know, who do I want to be at the end of my life.
Obviously, you never love when someone passes. There's pain in that, and there's grief in that, and to do it in close proximity to you. But one of the things that is a gift in that is, and I'm going to call this a gift, is to be able to be in situations in which mortality is real. I think we spend a lot of our life wanting to avoid the reality of death, that this life actually does end. And there's an old Celtic saying that I remember a mentor of mine saying over and over again, which was, contemplate death often and it will not catch you off guard. But you know, but death is all around us in so many ways, and we are people who have this faith that has this crucial moment in it that deals with death in its ugliest form in the crucifixion of Jesus. And then a part of that good news is not only is sin atoned for, but there's resurrection on the other side.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of and joining this conversation. We look forward to continuing the conversation with you tomorrow.